Street. After the streetlights flicker out again, their voices across fences, over walls, whispers, conspiratorial. They're talking about you. Lingering in groups in the street, staring into your dark yard, at windows, blinds half drawn, flashlights, candles, lanterns lit, just beyond your sight. They know what's happening. They all know. It's a conspiracy. Thumb the safety back, raise, aim, silent, soft like a prayer. Love thy neighbor. Blank. They tear through the screen door, rapid six at once, all ricocheting, thick walls of screams behind you. Space becomes glass surfaces, reflecting, shattering, in rapid pain sheets. So when you get to the door, a hard black peel of rubber is running away like burned atmosphere, far away, a motor gunning it out of the parking lot, and there is no one left to answer why. Anthem. At 3 a.m., it plays the national anthem. It station tunes. Nobody touches its knobs. Nobody twists its rabbit ears to catch its ragged signal. The national anthem plays, reminds, remain watchful, loyal, true, banner yet wave. The countdown rolls, God bless America. A holding pattern occupies the screen, then a low throb of plastic music. Our fallout living room empty, no one left to watch. Visit. It's a nice neighborhood, decent, down home, pure. New cars and driveways, washed, waxed, lawns, cut, fresh. You can smell mothers sweating in kitchens, flour on their hands, fixing up something good. Kids riding bikes, shooting hoops, walking barefoot back from the creek, lace dresses, skipping rope. It's sunset, slugging rot-gut whiskey from my bottle on a hill, looking down. 4th of July, officer. God bless.